When people talk about family leave policies, paternity leave doesn't often come up. And maybe that is because when it's offered, few men take it. Diana Douglas explains why and how that soon might change.
Social scientists see long-term benefits to dad spending a few months caring for a baby. Even years later, mom does better at work, and dad spends more time helping out at home. But all the studies in the world aren't going to nudge a man toward paternity leave if he thinks his future earnings are on the line.
There might be some stigma attached. What if I take paternity leave? Will I not get the next promotion? Or will people think I'm not as connected to the workplace? Am I kind of signaling that I don't care about work enough?
Gordon Dahl is an economist at the University of California, San Diego. He studied leave policies in Norway, where a generation ago, men took paternity leave at the same rate as American men. Then, in 93, Norway changed the law. After every birth, working parents still got 8 months of paid leave to split among themselves, but 4 weeks were added just for dad.
Overnight, paternity leave take-up went from about 3% to 35% of fathers.
A nice boost, mostly among men working union and government jobs. What puzzled Dahl was the change that he saw over the next two decades.
This is where the story gets more interesting, because over time, it gradually crept up to about 70% of fathers taking leave.
He found the secret was seeing a dad come back to his job, especially in the private sector, without any problems.
If you had a coworker take leave, then you're 11 percentage points more likely to take leave yourself when you have your child. If you have a brother who took leave, you're 15 percentage points more likely to take leave. These are not small effects. These are big increases in how many people are willing to take leave.
Something similar may be brewing in California, where paid leave has been available to working parents since 2004. Consider Facebook. A combination of factors is tipping the culture toward men actually taking their paternity leave. Tom Stocky, a vice president, had a daughter in 2012 and took the full 4 months that Facebook offers new parents.
Most of my friends were really surprised and had a lot of questions about, like, well, what happened when you were away? And, like, what did the rest of your team do? And things like that.
3 years later, Stocky believes the leave he took is having a big impact. The men he manages are much more likely to inquire about and take a long leave.
You know, I probably meet with a new dad every month or two, and it seems like there's like kind of a peer group now that is encouraging and supporting each other, and more people are taking it now as a result.
Among them is Tom Whitnaw, an engineering manager.
I saw Tom Stocky taking his leave right as I joined the search team, and it was just really clear it was something that he thought was really important.
Whitnaw's two kids arrived 17 months apart, and he took full leave with each one.
I'd just become a new manager, and I felt like I wasn't sure how a team goes without their manager for 1 or for 3 months. And he made it really clear this is something that we accommodate. Just made me feel so much less nervous.
The number of California dads taking a break from work to spend time with a new child is beginning to pick up. 17% of men in California took leave the first year it was offered. 26% did 5 years later. Tom Stocky is taking another long parental leave next week. He begins 3 months of caring full-time for his son at the same time that his boss, Mark Zuckerberg, comes back to work from paternity leave. Does what happens at Facebook have anything to do with the rest of the country? Maybe. But if there's one thing the folks at Facebook understand, it's the power of friends. For NPR News, I'm Diana Douglas.